when I auditioned twice for Chicago City Limits and they did not take me because I froze during the blues.
Yeah.
I got the pizza.
Let's anyway, cut to that.
All right.
Okay, next, Jessica, you did. Okay, let's look. Okay, you scored in the B levels on the first three levels, which is passable.
Okay.
If you get an A on the Make 'em Up a Blues song.
Okay. Hold on a second. I just threw up in my mouth.
Why are we even giving her a shot? We've got enough girls.
Candace, shut the fuck up.
You don't belong here. You know it.
Dumb dyke.
You only get two girls. One big one and one pretty one.
Yeah,
but
I'm just comedy pretty. I'm not even really pretty.
Guys,
pretty.
I'm big and funny.
I'll just be the annoying one who's too loud, okay?
Guys,
how about that?
Fair is fair. We give her a chance. If she can pull off.
Just because you're fucking her doesn't mean she gets a shot, okay?
Horace and I are not sleeping with each other.
Bullshit.
We're sharing a studio right now because.
Bullshit.
Because I'm moving out of my parents' house in New Jersey and I needed somewhere to stay.
Masturbating in front of someone
is
not
sex. Living together.
If you have your hand on the dick, yes, it is.
Ba-doom, I'd like to
boom,
Google
boom,
it.
Boom, oh. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, the suggestion is pineapple.
Okay. How did it go again? I got the...
She doesn't even
pineapple,
know.
The pineapple blue. Oh, no, okay. Hold on, you start with the wrong...
Greg Proops is turning over in his grave.
He's not dead.
Is he dead?
Straight up.
We gotta Google that. Okay. I went to the store to get myself up the sweet, and what did I smell? And it wasn't my feet.
Are you crying?
I'm actually trying really hard, guys.
I'm crying. That's not funny.
I found a melon and something small.
Okay,
Dad,
guys.
Dad?
I see the, sorry.
Guys, if you're not going to get this straight, I'm going to go back to the a cappella group.
Tad, thank you. I'm so sorry. Can you just run me
guys,
through
I'm sorry.
The rules
the fire inspector's here. We're going to have to cut this audition in half. You're
what
gonna
are you
have,
talking about?
You're going to have an hour to prepare.
Oh, my God, okay. Horace, thank you so much. Do you want me to jerk you off really quick before we come
Shut
back?
Shut up. Just go out there. Go to the pineapple stand or something. Think of something funny about pineapples.
Okay. Creek. Hey. Hello, Harry Belafonte. I was wondering if you had any...
Hey, how you doing?
I was wondering if you had any fresh pineapples for sale.
No, it's the pineapple stand. Of course I do.
Yeah, okay, great. Can I ask you a question?
Please
do.
If
you were to describe the look and feel of this pineapple, what kind of description would you give it?
Oh, well, I mean, it's a little prickly and rough on the outside, but soft and sweet on the inside, just like me, Harry Belafonte.
Okay, what rhymes with prickly? Could you just give me a few?
Sickly, like a sickly child at home, which I've got.
That's good.
We cut back inside to audition. I don't know where she is. Let's just give her 5 more minutes.
I thought you said the fire inspector was here. I haven't seen
him. I don't know where he went.
Guys, I'm all tuned up, ready to go.
We cut back to the fruit stand.
Okay, and what was it? Sweet. Do you have any other things
for
sweet?
He's kidding.
No. Yeah, no, I'll buy one. It's sweet. What rhymes with sweet?
Mr. Belafonte, you're supposed to be on in 20 minutes
sorry,
at Carnegie
sweetheart.
Hall.
Sorry.
Why are you at this pineapple?
You know what? I just like to keep it real with my roots.
I'm stealing this.
Oh, boy.
Okay, let's just give her one. Oh, there she is.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm late.
You went and bought a pineapple?
Do you need me to jerk you off before I do this?
It's too late for that.
This
you
is
really
improv group,
to
guys.
Do well now.
Come on.
No props. No props.
No props. No props.
Okay.
She puts the pineapple over to the side, off stage.
She's never going to get this. Nothing rhymes.
Hold on a second. Let me just rub it for good luck. Horace, don't get hard. I'm just rubbing it for this pineapple for good luck, okay? Okay. All right. Hit it, Tad. Candace, I don't need it. Candace, that's actually just distracting me.
I went to the store, and what did I see? Harry Belafonte is looking at me. And so I picked up a melon, and then I put it down, and then I went to Pineapple Town because I got the pineapple.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
What? That was actually
you
good.
You actually met Harry Belafonte and you're singing about pineapples?
Yeah. He runs a pineapple stand. Horace, I was on a roll. This is like the only time I've ever made sense of any of it.
But truth is comedy, Jessica.
I know.
You met Harry. I mean, that's a huge story.
So
and
many, and that's
right
something
past
unusual
it.
That
and
happened.
So many things right. rhyme with Belafonte.
Like what?
Elefante.
Oh, fuck.
Right. Welcome to Improv for Humans, folks. Back in the saddle, Daniel Schneider, Jessica St. Clair, Lennon Parm, Jason Mantzoukas, Dan O'Brien, a real live poet recently on the show. Charlie Sanders played.
Oh, we heard it.
Top 10.
What?
Billboard top 10 poet.
You played it for me. During dinner, when Charlie Sanders played, and they ripped on poetry for like an hour and a half.
Yeah. I love that one.
Ripped on it. We played honor to it.
You ripped on it.
I agree with everything
no
that
way.
Was said on that.
We talked about, we made a simile of the Billboard top 10 instead of with musicians, yes.
Getting
with
a
poets.
Top poem.
And Dan would be on that if there was such. If Billboard had that top 10, I think he would be on that.
If you sell like 50 copies of a book,
then you get you're the bestseller.
You really are.
My dad has almost made you a bestseller at this point because he
buys at
least
enormous Irish family, extended Irish family has.
They don't read it, but they do buy it.
Yeah,
they buy it.
So Dan, you know how the show works.
I am a long time. Listener, like 20 years, like pre-podcast.
You know what I want to say is really disturbing is that...
Wait a minute.
I'm just going to tell you for 1 second.
What's happening?
Is that...
We're taking over the show.
When I'm sleeping, so Dan can't sleep at all, really, but when he listens obsessively to podcasts, and so... Often when
just
I wake up.
Just for clarity's sake, you two are married.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, no, just well, to make actually, sure people know that.
All we do is
you don't
jerk
jump
off in front of each other.
You're not just jumping in to explain Dan's life for us.
But I would, even if I had just met him. So
true.
It's not,
that is true.
But he can't sleep. So anyway, I'll often wake up to the sound of Besser's voice being screaming in my ear. Or Jason's, by the way, because the other one he listens to is How Did This Get Made? And it's so disturbing and makes me feel sick. And I like, and I say to him,
sick.
Like, you turn this fucking shit off. If I wanted these guys in my bed, I would have done something about it in 1992.
I just say they're my friends. They're my only friends. Yeah.
What would you have done with my husband in 1992?
Yeah. I don't know.
Holy shit.
Were you in high school in 1992?
I was
in
high school. A long time ago.
I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, I was like two.
I was two and a half. Anyway, so that's it. Go ahead. Go on with your own show. Go on with your own show.
Besser, you've been handed the show back.
Take it away. Take it away.
Is she a muse for you, Dan?
She is. We met in college. Actually, I was in, when I was funny, I was in an improv comedy group.
You're still funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, sadly
you
funny.
On the Twitters.
I do.
With Jason, Jessica, Rodney Rothman, if people know Rodney. Yeah.
Sure.
My first improv scene with Jess, I proposed to her.
What?
For real?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in the scene.
You were on the hold on. Us was taking a shit, I think, in the scene. Really.
Okay, there had not been a woman in the group that I had found attractive.
Okay.
That's more that I was attracted to.
This is not...
With
oh,
a burning...
Still hurtful.
With a deep down burning passion.
Still hurtful.
We're talking liberal arts college, so...
What else are you going to do, but...
In Vermont.
Yeah.
Matt
okay.
Mind you, at the time.
We cut to after a improv. Jason, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been doing this a while and don't think I'm being patronizing or anything, but I just want to warn you. You did a proposal scene in your first scene.
Oh, yeah, sure.
With that new woman.
Yeah.
That's like saying that Shakespeare word in a theater that you can't say. You just never do that.
Is that bad luck? Is that improv? Improv
it's not
bad, luck?
Bad, or it just means you're going to have a relationship with her. It just always is.
Oh, wait. So now I have to go out with that girl?
It's not that you have to. It's just destiny.
Well, how about this? She said no in the scene, which we worked. I know it's bad for improv to say no, but it worked because it was a proposal.
No, Jason, it really is true.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Jeff and I have been together for 2 years now.
Because of a scene?
Because of a scene. We are not in love.
Fuck, guys,
we have a sexless relationship.
I'm going out with Claire. What?
You just kiss Claire goodbye.
It's the ultimate yes.
I told her I loved her.
Well,
later that night.
Who is it?
It's Mandy.
Who is it, babe?
It's this freshman girl who just joined the improv group. I told her I'd like mentor her and stuff like that.
Oh, that's so sweet. You're so Claire, selfless.
Baby, I love you.
I love you.
I'm still outside the door. Can somebody let me in? It's fucking freezing out here.
Oh, wow. All of our doors open to the outside. not the interior hall of the building.
No, we live in family housing.
Yep, we live in family housing. So let me just get that door. Hold on 1 second.
Do you guys want anything to drink?
Warm? Maybe like some tea, babe.
Absolutely.
Hey there, Mandy.
It's freezing out there.
Okay, well.
Oh, I thought my tits were going to freeze to death.
Always funny. Come on in here.
Hey, I just stopped by to just say I love you. I fucking love you so much.
You just stopped by to say that?
Yeah. Yeah, and I just, I don't know where that bitch Claire is, but I just know,
I just
know that you and I are going to be together forever.
You're coming in real hot.
Have you ever seen the movie The Grudge?
No.
It's going to be a lot like that.
Hope like you guys like wassail. I had some in the crock pot stewing for days.
Oh.
Full of flavor.
Claire, you know Mandy. Mandy, this is my very serious girlfriend, Claire.
Oh, God.
Nice
Mandy.
To meet you, Slit. Oh, I slit her throat. The Grudge.
You slit her throat and then just said The Grudge.
The Grudge. Okay, let's get to doing it.
The funeral as it lets out, and it's starting like a light rain, and people are kind of trotting back to their cars, and Jason gets pulled to the side by the elder improviser. Jason.
Yeah, man.
I told you, didn't I tell you?
No, I know. I had no idea. By proposing in that scene, I would start a grudge-style cascading series of events.
Don't call
that would
it that. It's destiny.
She keeps saying The Grudge. I don't know why it's tied to that movie, but...
You have to do another scene with her where you break more than 3 rules.
Okay.
Why 3 rules? Because of the rule of 3.
Okay, fair enough.
Make sure you don't break more than 3 rules or less than 3 rules.
Okay.
But 3 rules and only
right
that
this way,
break.
We're holding her in cell 417.
Okay. Thank you, officer.
Do you need an audience?
Hey, Mandy. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, officer.
Yeah, I'll get a couple of the ladies together.
That'd be great.
We'd love to laugh.
Thank you so much. Mandy, I'm here to do a scene with you.
Oh my God, that's so romantic. How's Claire?
What?
How's Claire doing? Did she recover?
From you slitting her throat?
Yeah, I just wondered, is she okay?
With a straight razor.
Proctologist.
Proctologist.
Don't y'all need a suggestion?
Suggestions? Okay, yeah.
You called in an audience.
Yep, okay. No, absolutely. Thank you so much.
I'm sure you need a suggestion.
I'll take the first thing
proctologist.
You heard, which is
okay.
Proctologist.
Okay. Proctologist.
And scene.
We see the searchlight from the prison walls becomes the spotlight for their scene.
Hey there. Let me just put this rubber glove on.
Okay, Dad.
I'm not your father. I'm the doctor.
Oh, he broke
one.
An improv rule.
Yes,
he broke an improv rule.
Everyone,
okay.
So you say you have something stuck up there?
Yes. Silence.
Silence is stuck up there?
Yes.
She's not allowing the scene to progress, so he can't break any more rules.
You're not supposed to kill your scene partner. That's a rule you can break.
Well, I guess we'll have to.
I've done some studying.
We'll have to operate to get it out.
Okay.
I'm gonna stab you with this sword.
Ah! The Grudge! I stabbed you back! And you're dead first!
What?
Yes. I turned it on you. I didn't stand it.
She broke a fourth rule. They went past 3.
We did?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And a fourth time.
What does this mean?
I killed myself again. It's a fifth rule. Yes, I win. Slashed your dick off for real. The Grudge.
That's
right.
We
cut to a private meeting with the prison warden later. And what's this we hear about, this grudge? Mm-hmm. You allowed some kind of grudge justice to go on?
I don't know where she got the slicer for the D. We just checked her barracks. You know, we're hard up for comedy here.
Yeah, and I'm a real fan of improv.
Let's listen to a poem.
Dan, we keep getting sidetracked. We got to get one of your poems.
Please.
Grudge justice.
Okay. I'm warning you.
Go
these
ahead.
Aren't funny at all.
Take
but
us
I'll,
through
I'll
this,
keep them
take
short.
Take us through this book, too. What's it called?
Take it through the book? You want to read the whole book?
No, but take
set up
what
the
book this is from.
This is, I'm going to read first from a book. Most poets have the Daddy Didn't Love Me collection, and that's what this book is. It's called Scarsdale. I grew up in Scarsdale, New York.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
that's not what it is, though. It's a very beautiful book.
It's a very beautiful book about Daddy Didn't Love Me.
That's not true.
I would love it if the first poem was called Daddy.
It kind of is. So this is the first poem in the collection, very short. It's called My Handwriting. Grew small for a time, Puritan in the black ink I still favor. I felt compelled to rein myself in, believing the sin of pride governed me, a child. I thought large print meant loud voice and loud voice an affront to God's ears, so I chastened myself to grow smaller while still remaining the great thing I was, still decipherable, to myself at least, and if not to me, then to God. I had other sins, of course, and prayers I knew by heart. Or did I dwindle myself down to this thread on the page so my mother would find me and ask, "What's this?"
Wow. Now, if we were in a real poetry reading,
people go
like this. They don't clap.
No,
if they like
they
it,
go. Like the
only
sound.
Only say it out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just go.
Why doesn't no one clap? It's
well, just
if it's
weird.
Like a poetry slam, which this would not be. You would get like clapping, maybe snapping, but like you know the kind of
it's like that hit me.
Serious academic poetry world, people just go.
Don't you feel like that is the verbal equivalent of saying out loud, "I get it"?
Exactly.
Is there a collective
sometimes?
Yes. Yeah.
If
no.
Really
everyone. Most everyone will say like
I know why clapping feels weird because I just happened to be at a poetry reading.
Yeah.
Like. 2 weeks ago, I didn't
like
even
what
tell
happened?
You this.
You when thought I was it was in Arkansas. Target, like you thought it was a Target, and you walked in, and it was just people reading poetry.
I love that you didn't even tell me.
I don't like how you said that. Like
it's
I
a
love Target.
Secret.
I'll tell you, loves Target. Lennon Parham.
Oh yeah, I do.
I that's her religion. Yesterday. That's her religion.
It's my church.
Okay, so I had some time to kill before the Razorback game. I was in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I walked into this coffee shop and I heard something going on in the back and
you
I walked
boom,
in.
Boom, boom, boom.
It was a serious poetry night and I listened to this dude's poem and it was very it was heartrending. I don't know. It would have felt and also it was depressing what he was talking about too. So it'd been felt weird to go.
Yeah.
Yes,
there's
right.
something weird about clapping about something that might, I don't know.
Right,
right.
Not
it's like audiences want to just sort of like honor the poem with silence and maybe a or a sigh or something.
And sometimes, well, I probably can't talk about that. Forget it.
Now you have to.
No. What? Well, I'll talk about it, and then we can edit it out if we have to.
I was just saying that
sometimes the poetry world is so small that people are writing about, let's say,
other
affairs they've had
people.
With other people or breakups in front of, and everyone knows who it's about.
It can get very complicated.
Or they're writing about someone else's penis.
Well, I
you know
there's
who's
no
that
reference
is.
For that in the improv world.
No. Oh, that's
nobody's doing shows or writing things about each other in our world.
No, never.
We catch you right after a poetry. Hey, Lynn, I noticed after Jason's poem, you didn't say hmm.
Oh,
did I not hear you? Or?
I didn't have a lot of saliva, and so I didn't want to waste the sound.
I think you're being disingenuous. It doesn't take saliva to say.
You really
hmm.
demand authenticity, Matt, and I appreciate that in you. I just felt like. Yeah. Everyone was, everyone knew that what he was saying was about me.
I was able to give you a mid-thought, mid-year thought, and at the end, and you couldn't muster one for Jason, even if it was about you, it's still
It was
poetry.
Just his experience.
I don't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to let you know that Jason has locked himself in the ladies' bathroom, and he's sobbing.
Unusual.
So I don't know if you want to go and apologize to him.
Why would I do that?
I think that'd be appropriate.
He's written a poem of lies, and I don't want to.
It's still a poem.
Support that.
It's still a poem.
It's.
I know, but my hymns are saved for truth.
Maybe you need to be a little less stingy on the hymns.
Maybe you need to bring French fries when you say you're going to bring French fries to the potluck instead of
I brought them,
carrot sticks.
I brought them. I just ate them on the way there because I got so nervous.
So then you didn't bring
Can
them.
Can you just do it just for the sake of people who need to piss?
Tabitha? Tabitha?
Oh, I thought you were
Were you
asleep.
Still humming the end of Jason's poem?
Yeah, that's so generous of you.
Oh, it ended like 5 minutes ago.
I have a lot of saliva.
You guys use more saliva than me.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, Lennon, a lot of us didn't hear you do the hum. And
I didn't realize
the
people
other
were
day,
listening. I thought maybe you were having your own experience and not judging those around us.
Well, it's
as
a
we,
You can feel the dropout to me. You can feel the dropout of the hum.
And also,
well, normally
yours
when
is
I,
so...
I,
resonant.
Hi, that's right.
I heard you give at least three hums in a just watching a commercial the other day for a crock pot.
What?
I love a crock pot because you can make a quick a meal for your family. A lasagna. Did you know you could make lasagna in there? Or you could also make wassail.
I just want to interrupt and just remind you all.
Hey, this jackass won't get out of the bathroom. Someone do something about this.
Okay. Lennon, go talk to him.
Guys, he's going to be in there till you.
I'll go, but I'm not making any promises. Who was that asshole who just screamed? What was he doing in here?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
I deliver the ice.
Use the restroom somewhere else.
He delivers the ice for the White Zins.
Yeah, but then he always comes in here and drops the biggest deuce he can in our ladies' bathroom, which I think is such bullshit.
Well, you should have a toilet instead of just a urinal in the men's room. There's only you and you take.
Hey, Rod, do your shits at home, okay? Do your stinky shits at home. He just shit on the floor. That was. The force of his made him shit on the floor.
It's poetry. Everything is poetry
right,
if we
Tabitha,
deem it.
Tabitha, you're right.
Let's
Everyone
react
can give a
to
hmm
it.
Except for you, Lennon, apparently.
Everybody. Jason.
Who's that?
It's me. It's Lennon.
Oh, I didn't realize you were here, Lennon, because I didn't hear you in my poem.
Is that why you're crying?
Yeah, I heard everybody else in with my poem and I didn't hear you, so I figured you weren't even here.
I was here.
Why are you screaming at me?
I was here.
You're screaming at me. Please stop screaming at me.
He opens the door just a crack and peeks out and she sees just the little bit of light that gets through glistens off the teardrops coming off his face.
It's very beautiful.
There's a prism of light in the tear that falls.
You guys, back the fuck off. I've got to talk to him.
I'm ready.
I can't talk
good
to
one,
you.
Even
was
I'm
you.
Supporting you.
Can I use that?
And I'm upset.
I record everything I say just in case. You carry around a pocket
police
recorder.
Style body camera on.
I can't have you all up in my business, guys.
Okay. Sorry.
We'll back off.
Somebody clean up that shit.
It does smell out there. Worse than in here.
I can't deal. Rod, the ice deliverer. Why are we getting ice delivered?
For the White Zinfandel.
Who's Rod? Who's Rod?
Oh,
Are you fucking him?
No.
Are you fucking Rod the Iceman?
He's way too loud. He was shattering my Danica eardrums.
Oh, God. It had to be somebody named Rod. His shit's on the floor.
Doesn't this make you feel better that I was here?
What about
that? I experienced.
Yeah, my poem was which you didn't like it, and it's all about you.
It wasn't true.
Did you just say it was all about Jews?
What? Why are you listening?
I just thought that was a whole different
that
level
last
that we
poem
could look
was
at.
All about Jews?
No.
You know that poem that you mooned was all about Jews?
Wait, no, this is getting away from me.
I misinterpreted that.
No, well, it's about Lenin.
I don't think that's appropriate.
That's not right.
What's
that's
going
not
on
okay.
in Syria now?
I don't feel like we should have Jason be a part of our poetry collective if he's going to write such nasty things about Jews.
I'm taking back my hum.
Wait, you reversed her.
Guys, no. Just taking back hums causes everyone to take little poops. Not big shits, but those little poop balls that come.
Hey, is that a Hershey kiss? Oh, no, it's a poop. I just ate one.
You shouldn't have eaten it, even if it was a Hershey's kiss.
Just a loose Hershey kiss on the ground you eat?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm a chocoholic. I ate all those fries on the way here. I obviously
chocolate
can't handle
it. Fries are not made of chocolate.
They're both food that equals love.
Humans, Christmas is right around the corner, or whatever your holiday is. Whatever your holiday is that you stick near Christmas to give people gifts. That's what all these holidays are about, folks. Forget about your profits. We're talking about gifts. Giving people gifts. It's all about love, showing people you love them. What do you get some of these people, though? They always buy what they want. What do I get them? I can't buy them an orgasm. That's what everybody wants. But what does everybody want besides an orgasm? Socks. Yeah, everybody has socks. And you go through them quickly. And they're a great way to show off a little personality. Sometimes your pants can be a little boring. And your shirt. Sock fancy. Has fancy socks. It's in the name. And fun socks. And silly socks. And colorful socks. As my daughter likes to say, colors. Yeah, why be the guy with the white socks? I mean, give me a break. Sock Fancy, they curate. They have these subscriptions, basically. On your doorstep, delivered. Or better yet, on a person who you want to give something's doorstep. Premium cotton blend. Sock Fancy team puts together unique patterns, colors, and designs. Guys, gifting a sock subscription is easy. Sign up for 3 month, 6 month, 9 month, a whole 12 month. That's a year, folks. Sock Fancy will handle the rest. The gift that keeps giving. Most people forget what you give them after a Christmas or whatever. But Sock Fancy, they're reminding you want those people once a month. Hey, remember I gave you a sock. Two of them. Don't be a cheapskate. Some of these people deserve some gifts. Support Improv for Humans. If you enter the offer code IMPROV at checkout at sockfancy.com, they're giving $10 off all subscriptions, no strings attached. Those are sock strings that aren't attached. Sockfancy.com, sockfancy.com. Get $10 off your subscription when you enter offer code IMPROV. That's the word IMPROV. You stick that in there. $10 off. You're already ahead of the game. Sockfancy.com.
Let's talk some more about that.
Dan, let's go back to the poem itself.
Okay.
Is it like some musicians, you're a fan of the show, they bristle when I ask for a little insight into where it comes from. Can I ask you that?
I'm prepared.
Okay.
That poem was when, I guess I was around 12 or so, and I developed, this is not going to be fun, but developed some obsessive compulsive disorder. And one way it manifested was I would try to write smaller and smaller my handwriting.
Mm.
And it was just kind of a compulsion. Like I just had to make it as small as possible.
Hmm. What was the reason behind it in your brain? That if no one could see it or?
I don't even think it was that well thought out. I mean, I had other OCD symptoms like hand washing and counting things. And that was more just superstition. Yeah, this idea that like if I, you know, the classic thing is if you don't step on a crack on the sidewalk – you'll be safe from some catastrophe.
But it wasn't that you were writing, like, let's say, quote unquote, bad things, and you had to write those as small as what? And did you do it at school?
Well, I mean, they were probably what I was starting to write as poetry. So, and to some degree, that was maybe unconsciously to hide it from my mother, because she loved to read my journals and my poetry.
Everybody's getting
And then would pretend she hadn't, and that she had psychic powers or something. She would have these insights, you know. I mean, I think one reason why I was interested in poetry was because, you know, poetry, the meaning can be kind of hidden to some degree.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a defense against, you know, people, particularly in my family, you know, reading what I was writing and understanding it, because they weren't poetry people. So if you wrote with metaphor and simile, maybe you'd be safer, you know.
Jessica, I went into your room. Sweetie, I went into your room.
Yes.
And I looked at some of your diaries, and I I have to say, I don't know what I feel like it was about me. You said, today I went to Urban Outfitters and bought some socks. Am I the sock in this?
What? Mom, no. I really went to Urban Outfitter and brought... Here are the socks.
No, this is something...
Mom, these are the socks. That's not about you.
No, this is something... I was your mother. I did not breastfeed you. I have always regretted that.
I never wanted to be breastfed, Mom.
You didn't have the choice.
Mom,
I made that choice.
We have a great relationship. I love you. I wouldn't ask for a better mom. No. I couldn't ask for a better mom.
Jessica's washing dishes when her dad comes up from behind. Hey, Jess, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Am I the socks?
Oh, God. Did Dad,
I'm the
Mom,
socks, aren't I?
No, you're not the socks. Well, I didn't even say anything bad about
the socks.
So
right? She is the socks.
Okay.
Isn't she?
I'm at least one of them. We're both the socks.
Oh, he had to sneak up on me.
First of all, being an only child sucks, FYI, because all you guys do all day is obsess over me 1,000%. But let's just say this, as if you were the socks, what would that possibly mean? I didn't say they were smelly. I didn't say I hated them. I just said I bought socks. So what would that even mean?
Before we guess what they mean, she's clearly the socks, right?
Maybe we're both the socks, as I was saying.
They come in a pair. I don't even know why I'm doing this, guys. Get a life.
No, we're both there for you, and we keep you warm, but eventually we tear, and you throw us away.
That's actually pretty good. You know what? I actually have a poetry assignment to do for school. Could you excuse me? Because that's a great metaphor.
Hey, Jess.
I just wrote it. Yeah, hey.
It's me, your boyfriend, Mark.
Mark, do you want a quick hand job right now?
That's what I would have liked, but...
What?
I heard your poem today in class,
yeah.
And I can't help but feel like I'm those socks.
Oh,
and that you're getting ready to get rid of me because you're going to college.
No,
Your old socks need to be thrown in the trash, you said, for new socks.
No, those are my stupid parents, who I used to like, and now I fucking hate.
You said you wanted short socks and long socks and ankle socks.
This isn't about how long
like
your dick
different,
is.
Different
cut to
dicks.
Urban Outfitters.
You want different
dicks? No, I don't. Your dick is
I only have one dick.
Cut to Urban Outfitters. She's in the socks. Can I help you out? Are you looking for some socks? Is it really about your parents?
What?
I can help you with some socks, but a lot of people come here because they're upset with their parents smothering them like.
I am actually upset. You know, I am actually upset. What would you suggest? Is there a sock you would suggest?
Tennis socks that come up to your ankles, but have a little ball in the back.
Okay,
so
I'll take these,
down
I guess. I'll take these then. Thank you.
No, that's the last pair. Don't take those. I need those. That looks just like my mom.
How? In what way do these look like your mom?
It just looks like my mom. Can I have them, please?
Yes, here.
Leonard, I asked you to save these.
Sorry, I forgot. Cecile.
Not even.
Maybe I should split the socks in two. You each take one of them.
Leonard, Cecile, can I talk to you in the back office for a second?
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to do a little impromptu job review here. You guys are my two best salesmen here at Urban Outfitters, but your personal relationship is getting in the way. Cecile, you cannot lay a claim on socks that are on the floor. And Leonard, it is your job to sell socks, not hold them for Cecile.
What about Rogue Hershey's Kisses?
Okay.
Let's listen to another poem.
Dan, give us another one, please.
Right. Hit us.
Okay, this one is a little bit longer. Not too long.
What did I tell you last night?
Jessica's only advice was keep him short.
Yes.
And she's right. But this is a medium sized one.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Wow. Okay. This is called Raccoons. Rarely we heard them, only some nights the lupine mewling of their fighting or fucking beneath our windows. Rarely we saw them either, unless we were waiting. And then here they'd come, a family with eyes like a line of fireflies and one rapacious humpback drive. Because every evening they'd return with their dexterous, almost human hands and leave the grass littered with our shame. Diapers full of shit, carcasses of chicken roasters, tampons, our father's condoms, all strung out in the pack of sand. All caught in the teeth of a rotting backyard fence, all cooking in the sun and the heavenly rattle of the August cicadas, desecrated further by their scat like berries flung and popping with flies. He dropped firecrackers from the kitchen window into the yawn of the open trash cans, and we laughed as they tumbled out, staggering in the grass, shaking the din from their animal brains. They climbed back in again, always. How dumb, we'd say. What thugs. One night he shot two raccoons while we were sleeping. But the next morning saw they were still breathing, paralyzed. He was afraid our neighbors would hear gunshots before breakfast. So taking our baseball bat, he smashed their skulls in. Our mother found this humorous somehow, a testament to our father's secret value. We buried them discreetly in the roots of an azalea bush. The dirt was soft where we filled that hole for years. I would ask myself, can animals haunt? You must never tell a soul what happened out there. He told Mother, and Mother told us.
Hey, Jason, I see the raccoons got into your trash last night again.
I know, man. These guys are a real menace to this neighborhood.
Yeah, they really, a lot of condoms all over the lawn.
A lot of dildos on the lawn. Throwing out a lot of good dildos.
I think the raccoons might have brought those from I think those were the raccoons.
I don't know.
A lot of diapers full of poo, and you don't even have a child.
I know. We're concerned about
what's going on.
You.
What's happening in that house? And I want in on it.
I don't think so.
First off, why do you throw away dildos? Why not clean them off?
Are you just using
them
once?
That's what I said.
These are single-use dildos, I'm assuming.
I've never heard of such. Do they disintegrate?
No, they're made out of rubber. These things are hard as a rock.
I have a dildo washing day. So Tuesdays, I just put all my dildos in the sink. Yeah. I fill it up with warm, sudsy water. I leave it all day, and then that's it.
And honestly, Jason, as an environmentalist, you know, they're worse than the Krupp's little cups. You know what I mean?
They are.
Like they're just the landfills are full of dildos.
Kathy, will you just please open your eyes when you're talking to me?
No.
If you're going to talk to me, just open your eyes.
I'm sensitive to light.
That's not a real thing.
I'm allergic to the sun.
The only thing I'll say is that.
This neighborhood is full of a lot of curious people.
Thank you. Drive like your kids live here, okay?
The possums cannot digest dildos.
They can't. And we've seen a couple of them dead on the road, and it sickens me.
If you
it
want
changes
my advice,
the neighborhood.
I don't, frankly. But
well, I'm going to give it.
I have
it's
a feeling
for
I'm
everyone.
Get it anyway.
Let
yeah.
Frankly say what he wants.
Frankly.
Frankly, say it. Say it.
Well, frankly speaking, that's my own joke.
That always gets me.
Make your dildos out of ice. That way, you fuck yourself with them, whether it's an asshole or a pussy.
Great idea.
By the time you orgasm, the dildo's melted away and no one's hurt.
That's like that old riddle.
What's the old riddle?
A pool of water underneath a man who's dead. He hung himself.
And he's standing on the
floor. That's very dark.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm
saying. It's a real brain.
Rachel,
it's a real brain. It's
a brain teaser. That's a real brain. I think I have a recipe, actually, and real simple for some of those frozen dildos. Would you like
Oprah listed them on her favorite things this year.
Ice dildos.
You can get them on Amazon.
She loves it.
One wish list to rule us all.
She's like, look under your seat. There's ice dildos.
But seriously. Why all the diapers filled with poo? That's what's truly disturbing.
All right, fine.
Here.
You guys want to know what's going on? Can you even handle what's going on in my house?
We've all seen Hot Fuzz.
I come home every night and I put a diaper on, like a little sexy baby. Okay? I then proceed to eat a 7 bean chili.
God.
Okay?
This is horrible.
Oh, this is what you wanted.
I don't want to know.
I
want to
know what makes
anymore.
You sexy.
About
Tell
another.
This is making me open my eyes. eyes.
No, don't. You'll burn your corneas. Your retinas.
About 2 hours later, I fire up Craigslist and I start getting weirdos to come over because baby needs a changey.
No. Why do you say changey?
Oh, because baby made a boom boom.
No.
Uh-oh. Yeah, this is what you wanted.
I don't want
this is what you wanted.
No. Guys.
You don't think what's going on in your house is just as filthy, you animals?
What? Sometimes we'll rent something that's kind of like a porn, but not.
What's
where
that?
People just jerk off each other in a hot tub, but that's it.
In
that's
a hot
all
tub?
We do. Yeah.
That's going to lead to chafing.
Why is that not a porn?
Yeah.
Well, there's a plot.
There's a plot, and nobody's actually sticking anything in each other. That's as bad as it gets.
Oh, really? That's as bad as it gets?
Yes.
Well, what would happen if we went through your trash? Why don't we go down
and
tip over your trash?
Let's do it.
Oh, look at this. What do we have here?
Oh, my God.
What? Just a bunch of fruit by the foot wrappers. That's it? Nothing to see here.
Where's the fruit?
Oh, God. It's up my ass.
Humans, today's sponsors, Casper Mattresses, obsessively engineered American-made mattresses at a shockingly fair price. Listen, humans, you can spend, about a third of your life sleeping. Let's make sure you're doing it on a good mattress. It's worth it, guys. It's your spine. Casper brings together two comfy technologies together for better nights and brighter days. Latex foam and memory foam. Memory foam. So they've got just the right sink. It memorizes just right bounce no matter how you sleep. Here's more good news. They've got a risk-free trial and return policy. They'll deliver it straight to you, and you can try it for 100 days. If you're not happy, they'll pick it back up. They sent me a mattress. I put it in my back office. And guys, I don't sleep at night because of the baby when she's sick. So I got to get some of that napping time in the middle of the day. And it memorizes me. I got a weird praying mantis body that it needs to memorize, humans. And it does. So I just slip right into my pod. Boing, 2 hours power nap. Done. Healthy. It's $500 for twin mattress. $950 for a king-size mattress. Compare that to industry averages. That's an outstanding price point. Now you can get $50 towards any mattress purchased by going to casper.com/improv and using the code IMPROV.
Derbs and conditions apply.
Let's talk some more about that.
So your dad bashed the coons with a baseball bat?
Yeah. Dark. Yeah, this is dark.
It was. I thought it was a funny story when I was younger.
It's not,
and it still is. I think darkly comic, but now it's just kind of depressing.
I related all of it up to the bashing with a baseball bat because we've had raccoon problems ourselves.
Yeah,
where here in LA or when you were a
God,
child?
Yes, here.
We had we just put in new grass, like in the backyard, and they literally rolled it up. Like with their hands. They had just, two of them have gotten on either side. I was like, Murray, help me out here.
It's so funny.
They can get grubs under there. Possums do it too. Yeah.
This might be bad, but I did buy a bunch of rolls of grass from some raccoons.
Oh.
They are just going to yards and reselling sod.
Hot grass. That's some hot grass.
What do you pay them with? What do they want from you?
Trash.
More trash.
That's the beauty of it. Dirty trash. Divers.
Yeah. So you just give them tons of your
I give them
dirty
tons of
trash.
Old trash, and they give me rolled up sod for my backyard.
How do you get in contact with them? Hey, how does it tell you when they've got a new?
Well, you know about the dark web.
Deep web.
Yeah, on the deep web, you can talk to a lot of animals
Killers.
Who are selling stuff on the gray market.
We cut to Jason out in by the L.A. River, which is basically this dingy canal.
Hello.
What do you want? What do you want? What are you looking for?
What do you want? What do you want?
Now we see. Four raccoons, and they're speaking through this voice simulator.
What do you want? Are you looking for some hot grass?
Yeah, I'm looking for hot grass.
What do you want? What do you want? Are you looking for some full-size matches?
Oh, full-size matches?
Yeah.
I'm in on full-size matches. Have they already been struck?
No.
Unused matches?
What do you got for us? What do you got for us? Some dirty diapers?
Let me see what I got here. I got a dirty diaper.
What's in it?
I got a box of broken eggs.
Ooh.
Delicious.
Wait, what do you want? Are you a cop?
If we ask, you have to tell us.
Nope, I am not a cop.
What do you want? Are you a cop?
I am not a cop, you guys. Truthfully.
You got to let us give you hand jobs if you're not a cop. Just to double check.
Make sure.
Wait, what?
It's real.
That's how I prove up. What?
That's how you prove you're not a cop.
It is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh.
I'm going to pour this old Orangina on it. Just to give it some lubrication.
And it cuts back to the neighbors, and he's been explaining the process of how he got the sod.
Yeah, and so...
And they jerk you off?
Well, that's humiliating. Yeah.
Why would you even tell us that?
Nails.
They have very sharp nails. Oh. But thank God the Orangina kind of, lubricates it a little bit. So I'm very grateful to that one that brought the old Orangina lube.
Thank God.
Yeah. But otherwise my dick is pretty scratched up.
Let's listen to another poem.
Well, give us another one, please, Dan.
Okay. These are a little bit different, and I hope they're not too dark, but I've been writing with this war reporter for about 8 years now, and I've been writing poems based on his life and our friendship and interviews we've done and his own writing. And
you wrote a play about it.
And I wrote a play about it, so I've kind of just turned into his, collaborator the last few years.
He is your muse in this sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you feel jealous? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
He's my non-sexual muse.
You've never been to war?
No.
So what do you do?
What can I offer him?
Think about it.
Nothing.
We need something to get us through the next 30 years of our marriage.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's go to Syria. Okay. This is called The War Reporter Paul Watson Bids His Joy Farewell. Over FaceTime with his son complaining about math, the cat's diarrhea, those dire choral concerts, Paul mentions he'll be gone a week or so. So what, reposts his son with a wit half his age, knowing full well no Wi-Fi is murder. To Syria, Paul persists, the betrayal. The young blood's on his laptop. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. His joy asks, why do you have to? Stay home. Twisting off-screen to strangle his tears in the window's veil of skiers, Paul's hotel glass unveils a surf at Borj Hamoud, the squalor of the scotch in his tumbler. The near future will often bleed through. Like this 9-year-old girl in a hospital because shrapnel from a mortar bomb pierced the tent and speared an aluminum vessel like a balloon atop their space heater. The flaming oil splashed over her cheek, her arm. Her mother tried to smother the screaming but only smeared the searing goo farther in an ear that seemed to disappear. Now like a stone, moldered over with the moss of silver, sulfadiazine cream caked on to ward off sepsis, fracturing like plaster. The ungloved nurses peeled the gauze. Assad's bombardment reminds the city. The half-deaf girl's sobs chasing a crowded hallway. This moment gets photographed tomorrow. I'll return soon, Paul promises, but in case I don't make it back, all you'll need to do is go up the mountainside and ask the forest whether to ask out that girl, ask the rain how to finesse your mother, ask the storm if you can borrow his car. They're laughing between their screens. Can you promise? His son gambles, fuck off. The song on Paul's laptop switches to something less meaningful as they disconnect.
For real.
And I said that for real. That was unprompted, you guys.
I got a real.
Wow.
It's always awkward to end. I mean, I get the phenomenon, you know?
But that was a real genuine. Yeah. I sort of lost myself in that one.
Yeah.
Honey, how do I work this? Is it Fache time? What is it?
You want some yogurt? You want some Greek yogurt?
No, I'm trying to talk to our son.
Oh, all right.
I just want to get his face on here.
Oh, you want to do the...
That was the reason you said he could go all the way across the country for college.
You want to do the face... It's
two
the
moms,
face moment.
Two
the
moms face and nobody knows how to work a computer.
Hold on a second. But do you want some yogurt?
Definitely.
All right. Let me get some yogurt, some granola.
No, right now. Open the computer.
Right,
he's waiting for us to
let's
skip
open it.
It
up. Creak.
Oh.
Oh, this is a... Where did we get this? A Dell? This is a Dell computer from... Okay. All right. Now, what's the button to turn it on?
Oh, I thought you knew.
I thought you knew. That's 24 years of marriage for you.
Oh, my God. We do. We know what button to push downstairs.
Lesbian bed death is real. Okay. Click and power on. All right. Okay.
Pachoon.
Pachoon.
You don't have to.
I know, but I love the sound.
Such a beautiful sound
of it.
Why don't you do the madrigal anymore? You know I love your voice.
You know what? I felt like they were too fame hungry, and I'm not interested. I don't want to go on. This is a voice.
No,
right?
You don't have to do that to enjoy singing with a group of people without instruments.
You heard Gwen Stefani's fucking that big fat guy?
I don't want to talk about him.
Right? I'm very upset.
I don't want to talk about
it. I didn't like the way he was looking at her.
She's too good for him.
I know.
She's too good for that piece of shit.
She's a mother of three. Okay, I think we got the FaceTime on.
All right.
Hello?
Hello? Dingle, dingle, dingle. Dingle, dingle,
Paul?
Hey, you guys there?
Can you see us?
Oh,
hello?
It's your two moms.
Can you see us?
Moms, put a shirt on.
You know when you're out of the house, we like to take off the tank tops.
Paul, how is
Mom, you don't have to scream.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
There's,
you
there's
can
literally
hear
a microphone right in
loud
front of you.
Loud and clear. Got
okay,
it.
All right, got it. Paul,
how was your first week?
How was your first
how
week
How was orientation?
College?
Have
Pretty
you met
good.
Any girls?
Pretty good. Well, yeah, there's some girls on my hall, but, you know, nobody special or anything. But yeah, no, it's okay.
Did you get the yogurt we sent?
Yep, it had spoiled.
Oh,
we should have sent it.
With
priority.
We should have sent it priority.
You know, they have yogurt here.
I know, but
I know.
We just
it's
make
on
sure
your
you
plan.
Had
you want to make sure you get your probiotics. Don't want you getting backed up. That's not a turn.
How's that yeast infection that you left with? Did that clear up?
Yep.
Oh,
just
are there people
male,
in the room?
Just
I didn't
a male
see there
yeast
was another.
Infection.
I didn't see there were other people in the room.
Yep. Well, I'm in the computer.
We're sorry. We're sorry. I hope that doesn't ruin any. You know what?
If they don't like you because of your yeast infection, then who cares?
You're screaming so loud.
Okay.
We don't know each other.
What's
I'm
her name?
Janie. Hi.
You were talking
about having a male yeast infection.
Yeah,
and got a body that won't quit.
She'd body be banging
moms,
on this
moms,
one.
Thank you. Moms.
Thank you. Oh.
Sorry, I'm just talking to my moms. You know how
it
is.
Oh, you have two moms? How progressive.
Yeah, they're...
Oh, I love that. I love her.
Yeah, we were two moms before. There were two moms in everything, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
In every commercial.
I love Annette Bening.
Oh, we do too. I tried to get a haircut. What do you think? Does it look? Do I look like an?
Lean in. She can only see your tits.
Oh.
Lean in.
Oh, can you see?
Lean
it?
In. Sheryl Sandberg.
Look,
lean in.
Do I? Good one.
Yours is more of a buzz, and hers is more of a.
You're right. I gotta use more sculpting wax. Anyway,
no,
you two
grow.
Get together.
She doesn't like it if it gets too
Listen,
long.
Let's not get involved. This is obviously love is happening. We'll let you guys go.
Okay.
No, I just got to talk to Paul.
Listen, remember Paul.
Janie,
pleasure
listen,
a
write
woman.
Your number down. He'll call you later. It's not every day we get to. We're always busy at the flower shop. He can never reach us. We have crazy hours.
My moms are florists.
Oh, that's really cool. That's exciting.
Janie, what's your major?
Oh,
being
I'm...
beautiful?
Some people find my laugh off-putting.
You guys are fun. You guys are a lot of fun.
You're fun. Do you want to come to Thanksgiving?
Oh, really? Already?
Yeah.
Moms.
What? We
moms.
Got enough yogurt for the
Go
five
back
of
to
us?
The, get to the flower shop. Aren't you guys going to be late opening up Tulips?
It's called Two Lips, and you're two lesbian.
Lip,
wow, what a play on words.
Yeah.
You're
well, you know, all flower shops and haircutting place salons need to have punny names.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys.
Well, that was a natural close to the conversation, so...
but I didn't get to... I'm so sorry.
No, yeah, sorry. Anyway.
This is a meet cute, huh? but I was just going to ask you if you could keep it down.
Oh.
Humans, we've stocked up at the Airwolf store with lots of stuff to wear. Improv for Humans still has the coolest shirt, and even though they didn't get me a new color like they said they would, you still should get the old color of yellow. I look great in yellow. I don't know about you. It makes my skin look healthier for some reason. Support Airwolf by visiting airwolf.com, click shop, and get 10% off with the code HOLIDAY through December 11th. That's the word HOLIDAY through December 11th, 10% off all your Improv for Humans shirts. Because really, what else are you buying there?
Let's talk some more about that.
Dan, I want to hear more about the part of the poem, Bar in the Car from A Storm, I believe it was.
Right, yeah.
And what were the other ones?
How to finesse. That's sort of adapted from something that he told me that he said to his son, who was 12 at the time, last time he went to Syria, which was about 2 years ago. And part of the new book, New Life, is very much about him sort of leaving war reporting behind after 35 years. And I think one factor in that is having one child who's old enough to really realize how dangerous it is, you know. And also because going to Syria or anywhere near Syria now is like, you know, you're going to get kidnapped and decapitated fairly easily.
And also people won't insure it anymore because
insurance is so expensive now. Yeah.
Like newspapers don't care about first person reporting anymore because it's too expensive to insure someone to go over there. So they just like get their shit from, you know,
Twitter.
So Paul wrote this, and he wrote it to me. This is ask the forest whether to ask out that girl. Ask the rain how to finesse your mother. Ask the storm if you can borrow his car. You know, so it's kind of comical. But he wrote it as sort of, you know, if I don't make it back. And it was a note. And he did say in the email to me, if I don't make it back from this trip, you know, I want you to share this with my son, you know. Mm-hmm. And when he's heard, you know, he doesn't read the poetry. He hasn't seen the play. So we have a kind of
weird... Really? He hasn't even seen it?
No, he'd
see it. Someone playing him.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it would be too weird for him, but it's also the PTSD. I mean, he is serious.
He saw an opera that you wrote.
We wrote
it. A hard experience for him to watch.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know why he came to that. I think because Stanford was paying him to come. So, but I also think because he thought it was an opera, it was an experimental chamber opera.
Distance between what it was.
Is that what I saw in Charleston? Or was that Christ?
That was related to that. But no, this was a separate one just about him, about his... Because he's, okay. I mean, not to tell a long story, but his story really begins with the picture he took in 1993, the Battle of Mogadishu, and the U.S. Army Ranger who was being pulled through the streets.
Oh, that's he that took was on the picture. Cover of Time Magazine.
I remember that. Yeah, and it led to the U.S. withdrawing from Africa and withdrawing from pursuing Al-Qaeda, because Al-Qaeda was actually part of the Battle of Mogadishu. But right before he took the picture, he heard a voice say to him, "If you do this, I will own you forever." And he believes that it was the voice of this soldier who was dead. So it was a, you know, spiritual voice or something. So he's dealt with, you know, 20 plus years now of this, what he perceives as a curse or a haunting.
But then when he got in touch with, and this is what your play is really about, mm-hmm. but when he got in touch with the brother of the soldier and he was saying, like, I have to talk to your mother because I feel like I've been haunted and I shouldn't have taken this picture. Mm-hmm. He actually says, if you hadn't taken that picture, we would have never been able to identify him. That's how my mother knew, right?
I could read that. I mean, it's the last poem in the first book.
Yeah, just read it.
I'd like to hear it.
It's pretty heartbreaking.
Okay. So the first book of poems I wrote is called War Reporter, and that came out 2 years ago. And so this is the adapted from, you know, Paul shared with me the recording of this phone call. It has an audio recording of getting in touch with So hopefully it'll make sense. It's every line or every sentence is a different speaker. It's just Paul and the brother going back and forth. The war reporter, Paul Watson, is forgiven. I'm going to have to ask you not to call my mother anymore. Well, sir, it's just I've been fighting this thing for years. You mean that picture you took of my brother drugged through the streets? That's right. And I'm hoping if I can just understand my place in time and his place in time, then maybe we could bury a few things. It was just this kid who didn't match in with nobody, but he always knew he wanted to protect people. Was your father in the Navy, sir? He was an engine mechanic. And did your brother have a wife? Well, he had a couple of them. And you wouldn't know how I might go about trying to track down these women or other relatives? Nope. He had a few kids, I understand. What? He had some children. Now, are you looking to do some kind of story again? Sir, I just wish we could meet. I don't care to meet you at all. Do you hate me? Sorry? You hate me, I know it, sir. I don't hate anybody, man, but I dishonored your brother. That's what haunts me. His honor wasn't tarnished in the least. Well, sir, see, a lot of people would argue with you on that point. Then they must not have been one of the 3,000 people that crowded into the church that could hold only like 100 for his funeral. Must not have been one of the 32 cars following us all the way to the cemetery or the 4 helicopters with gunships giving him an escort from above. They didn't feel he'd been dishonored. others who know him from my picture. I don't care about your picture. I'm not interested in discussing it. I'm not interested in meeting you, and I do apologize if that offends you, sir. Could we do this over email, sir? No. Could we just meet and you could see who I am? Once again, negative. Sir, I have begged. I don't understand why. You're going to have to figure that out on your own. Your mother hates me, sir, because I read an interview about what happened in Fallujah when those American contractors got strung up from a bridge, and your mom broke down and told the reporter she hates the people who did it then, just like she hates the people who do it now. She was talking about the people who were desecrating them bodies. No, sir, she was talking about me, sir, I know it. The thing of it was we found out while watching Peter Jennings when my mother recognized my brother's feet because they looked just like his dad's. You must blame me for that much. Man, you don't listen very well, do you? Do you want to know why I did it? No. Why not? Explain and don't change the fact the thing got done. The week before, another Black Hawk got shot down and kids were parading the body parts of servicemen through the streets like pennants at a baseball game, and the Pentagon denied it. They said it didn't happen because I didn't have a picture. Right. I wasn't a machine. I cared. Right. And honestly, sir, I believe your brother would still be alive today if people had known the truth. For my own life, I'd say, and I was in the Air Force for 10 years, I volunteered to go to Somalia, but they wouldn't let me because of my job where I was. And I can honestly say I'd have no problem if I'd been the one in my brother's shoes. You would have wanted that picture taken? I would have. Why, sir? For the reason I just explained? For both reasons, what you just said, and just because you're doing your job. Well, I'm grateful to you for saying that. Not a problem. It takes a weight off my back, but I wish the rest of your family felt the same way. You're going to have to take my word on that, unfortunately. Oh, yeah, no, I won't go down that route, sir. I appreciate that, sir. I'm just talking about the larger world here, because I don't think most people out there understand. Well, the world's fucked up. Yeah. Short and sweet, the world's a fallen place. I hope this won't upset you too much, but one thing that still haunts me is that I heard a voice when I took that picture, and your brother warned me, if you do this, I will own you forever. Well, how do you know David meant something bad? He said, I will own you forever. Maybe he meant you owe him something now. Like what? Look, I gotta go pick up my son. Okay, sir, I forgot to ask your name. Ray. Ray, that's my father's name. Sir, apologize to your mother for me. Good night. Good night.
Wow.
Wow.
Let's do some comedy.
I know.
and scene.
I disregarded Jess's advice to keep
it short. That's an amazing poem.
Yeah, that really is.
And if anyone's in New York, they have to go see The Body of an American. It's in February, right, Dan?
Yeah, no,
where is it going to be?
It's
primary.
It's
going to
be at the Cherry Lane Theater. They're going to do it at the Cherry Lane
That's
Theater.
That's right after Oh Hello debuts.
No
joke.
That's a perfect pairing.
I know.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's a beautiful play because they play the characters. It's a two-person play, and they play Dan, the real Dan, and then Paul, but then they also play all the different characters, and they go in and out of those two things. Mm. And it's a really
it's a theatrical,
powerful play.
Yeah, it's very theatrical.
Whatever.
And hilarious.
And hilarious. Anyway.
Okay, ma'am, if you're going abroad, I would like to suggest one more thing for your iPhone.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's just a little app you get. It's for your camera.
Oh, cool. I love apps.
It's called the No Curse. It's if you don't want to curse, if your photo is possibly going to give you a curse, it lights up red, so it tells you not to use it.
Wait, I'm sorry, I don't really believe in curses, so I think I can't believe that's a real thing.
Have you ever seen The Grudge? I'm so sorry to interrupt, but I was just ringing somebody up.
Is it that movie
up.
Where that girl cuts off that guy's penis in the jail and says, The Grudge?
No, that's The Grudge 2.
Oh,
I was
okay.
talking about the original Grudge,
oh,
but it's okay. The same franchise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
I like Grudge 2 more than the original Grudge.
Some people say it's
it was crazy.
Some people say that they couldn't believe that it would actually happen.
Are you guys talking about The Grudge 2 over here?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I couldn't help it over here. Sorry you don't mind me joining.
No, not at all.
Love that movie.
Isn't it good?
Because it's got two of my favorite things in it. Improv comedy and dicks getting shot.
cut off. Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to just say, like, that was based on a real story, a true story. So, you know.
Well, I was just telling her, she says she's traveling abroad.
Yeah, I can't believe I would get a curse. I'm going to a place.
Ooh, did you get the Ghost Away app?
Oh, yeah, you need that.
I love apps. This is another app. I love that.
If a ghost comes near you, the app pops up and says, hey, ghost, get away from here.
Hey, ghost.
Chases all the ghosts away.
Nobody's interested.
I mean, I just can't believe that it would.
Well, where are you going?
I'm going to Prague. I'm going to Amsterdam.
Eastern
like
Europe.
The most haunted.
Ooh, you're
you ever seen?
You're gonna need a vampire app.
Yeah,
what? You're gonna need an app for vampires.
Yeah, because you know what?
Look,
a lot
this
of times, you
genius
don't
bar. There's a, and right now,
there's a great app called No Fangs You.
Yeah.
And it just as a vampire comes up and it says, "Hey, you know what? No thanks. No Fangs You. I'm not interested."
It's cute. I do love a pun.
It's cute. Yeah.
It's like a flower store. Yeah, I love a good.
Salon.
Yeah, or a salon. I love a good pun.
Well, look, these apps are only like $1, $2
they cost,
each.
They're not even free. I mean, I got This American Life and thought that was a lot for an app.
Better safe than sorry.
You know what? You don't want to be cursed your whole life or
And I
or
wouldn't go
haunted.
Around advertising that you're American abroad, okay? You should download This Canadian Life because more people are perfectly fine with the benign country of Canada.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll
This Canadian Life, though, very boring show.
It's just about.
How can it be more boring than This American Life?
It's like This Moose I Met Once.
We cut to this. Danielle, this tourist now, her first day in Prague, she's walking through the main town square.
No Danka.
Beautiful girl.
No Danka.
Coins.
No, hey, I'm
give me
gypsy,
coins.
Gypsy lady, I'm sorry.
Give me coins, I'll tell you a story.
Oh, well, this is the experience, right? The ethnic experience.
Take my picture.
Okay. Oh, God, let me just unlock my phone. I have so many apps. Ugh. Okay.
You're going to max out your storage.
Okay, I know, I'm worried about it.
Be careful.
Warning. Cursed. Warning. Cursed.
My curse warning is going
on. No, bang you. No, bang you.
Ghost warning. My warnings are going
away.
Off. My grudge warning. It's my grudge warning.
You just need to update the Safari.
Oh, can you do that for me? Can you?
Absolutely.
Okay,
here, give it to
you.
She does a few swift maneuvers, like hands over
grudge!
A crystal ball.
Take away my grudge warning.
The grudge. Crunch. I just bit your neck. I'm a vampire.
Sherry, not right now. This is my retarded child.
What? I wanted to suck her blood.
This is my developmentally disabled child.
Oh, okay. Well, good thing I have that vamp.
She's on an improv group in Middlebury, but I made her come home.
Oh, you know, have you ever seen The Grudge 2? Because that's like part
I don't
of the
watch
movie.
Films.
Oh.
So she
TV,
puts the
Netflix.
The iPhone up again to take a new photo. And we see that all the apps have now been turned off.
Here, take a photo.
So there's nothing warning her.
But, okay, well, here's a photo. I'm going to take you and your special child.
Get over here, you dirty bitch.
Okay, ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. The Grudge!
If you take this photo, we will own your firstborn child.
Oh, wait, I think I took a video. I need to take a picture. Sorry.
Was it a live photo? I love that. Make an instant GIF.
Yeah. No, it was like a...
Oh, no, we were just paused.
Let's do it again. Okay, ready?
One,
up the
two,
and ready, go.
If you take this photo, we will own your...
You know, I didn't put my flash on, and like, it's really dark here.
I'm exhausted by this.
Wait, one second.
Move your finger around to adjust exposure.
Okay, ready?
We see another guy just walking by. Oh, you want to be in your own curse photo? I can take it for you.
Oh, wait. Okay, yeah.
How do I work it?
You just press the little photo.
I see your curse app is turned off. You want to turn that back on?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Warning.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, wait. That guy just stole my phone.
Humans, that is Improv for Humans. Quickly, Jason, where can we find you? Give us a quick plug.
If you're listening to this, then you're familiar with the Earwolf podcast, so why not check out How Did This Get Made? It's a show with me and Paul Scheer and June Raphael, and we watch bad movies and talk about them.
I'll be checking it out tonight when your voice is screaming in my eardrums while Dan's trying to sleep.
What a plug. Jessica, what about yourself?
Well, if you're familiar with the Earwolf podcast, you can suck my dick and also check out Womp It Up. Womp It Up.
So Marissa comes out.
Is a special podcast I do with my comedy wife to my right, Miss Lennon Parham. Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. Check it out. Otherwise, I'll be at Tender Greens later having a farro salad with Danielle Schneider.
Yummy linen.
Yummy linen.
What do you got going?
Same shit as her.
Yeah, farro salad.
You'll be at a local Target.
That's right. If you need me, I'll be in the end section where they have the specials. And you can follow me at Lennon Parham and all the things.
Danielle?
Yes. You can watch on Hulu Hot Wives of Las Vegas, which is our second season and the first season, if you haven't seen that, Hot Wives of Orlando, starring some very funny people.
Starring Orlando Jones.
Starring Orlando Jones. From
and all his hot wives.
All of his hot wives. Yes, I don't. I'm not even in the show. I just.
And that's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu. Hulu.
Hulu.
And you can get those and then watch the thing after that to make the algorithm. Yeah, so we get a third one.
And Dan, we heard your wife put your play plug right in the middle of the show. That was good. And
I don't know. People are turning that shit off. I don't know.
Could be. That's a good plan. War Reporter, New Life are the books. Yeah. What was the first one?
Scarsdale.
Where do we find them?
Amazon.
There you go.
That's your best bet.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Now, if you Google Daddy Didn't Love Me, comma, poems, will the book, will Scarsdale show up?
You'll see how many individual poems I've titled that.
Great.
In many different forms.
Humans, my own shit, CESO, S-E-E-S-O. It's a new comedy platform NBC's doing that the new UCB variety show is going to be on. All the acts from our theater is going to be on CESO.com. You can go there now. It doesn't start till January, but you go there now for a sneak peek, get all their free stuff. And the Matt Besser comedy special, Besser Breaks the Record, with my wife doing a cameo on is there as well.
100 months pregnant in it.
I love it.
Keep being human.
Be a good human. Rate us on iTunes. Make sure to check out CESO.com to see Matt Besser's stand-up special, Besser Breaks the Record, as well as the UCB variety show featuring all of your favorite humans. Buy a copy of the UCB Comedy Improvisation Manual at mattbesser.com. Support Dragoon, the improv for humans house band. Buy their music at dragoongalaxy.bandcamp.com. Submit a video suggestion for Crap on YouTube on the Airwolf forums. Follow at Matt Besser to submit your Twitter suggestions. Don't be a mope. Be a human.
Here's five reasons to listen to Who Charted.
Number five, Howard.
It sounded fantastic. It sounded big and bombastic.
Number four, Cool Up.
Oh, my God.
Number three, Starred.
Are you serious?
Don't wait. Setting.
Number two.
Guests.
And my real name is not Kether Donahue. I'm in the Witness Protection Program.
Number one, the charts.
If they could keep this promise that it really was the last witch hunter, I might be interested.
Check out Who Charted every Wednesday at earwolf.com or your favorite podcast app.
Charts.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the improv fantasy podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You all see my collection of men corpses and one woman.
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.